第三部分言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容选出一个最适合的答案。
1.
Good morning, honey. What's for breakfast today?
I'm making some sandwiches. What do you want to put inside your sandwiches?
Let me see. I want some cheese and some eggs.
Don't you want some meat? We have ham, pork, and chicken.
Ham sounds great. Could you put it in for me?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks. I'll make us some coffee.
Question. What won't the woman have for breakfast?
Good morning, honey. What's for breakfast today?
I'm making some sandwiches. What do you want to put inside your sandwiches?
Let me see. I want some cheese and some eggs.
Don't you want some meat? We have ham, pork, and chicken.
Ham sounds great. Could you put it in for me?
Sure. There you go.
Thanks. I'll make us some coffee.
Question. What won't the woman have for breakfast? Two.
Are you going to invite the new student to the movie night at your house this Saturday?
You mean Jack? Probably not. He always looks serious.
I thought so too when I first met him, but he's actually very friendly. Besides, he tells the funniest jokes in the world. I always laugh loudly at them.
Really? I didn't know that. Maybe I should invite him to the movie night and get to know him better.
Question. What do we know about Jack? Are you going to invite the new student to the movie night at your house this Saturday?
You mean Jack? Probably not. He always looks serious.
I thought so too when I first met him, but he's actually very friendly. Besides, he tells the funniest jokes in the world. I always laugh loudly at them.
Really? I didn't know that. Maybe I should invite him to the movie night and get to know him better.
Question. What do we know about Jack?
Three. Kathy, did you go to the party last night?
Of course. It was Ben's birthday yesterday. I couldn't miss it.
I didn't go because I had too much work. How was the party?
It was so much fun. Ben's mom cooked for us. Everything tasted really good.
Yes, I know. Ben's mom is very good at cooking.
That's right. I ate 3 burgers and 3 pieces of pizza.
Question. What do we know about Ben's party? Kathy, did you go to the party last night?
Of course. It was Ben's birthday yesterday. I couldn't miss it.
I didn't go because I had too much work. How was the party?
It was so much fun. Ben's mom cooked for us. Everything tasted really good.
Yes, I know. Ben's mom is very good at cooking.
That's right. I ate 3 burgers and 3 pieces of pizza.
Question. What do we know about Ben's party? Four.
Hey, these sunglasses look good on you.
Yeah, I look like a famous movie star.
You should buy them. They're so cool.
But they're too expensive. I need sunglasses only because I drive to work every day, and the sun shines too brightly on my way. I don't buy them to look cool.
Well, I still think styles matter. Clothes should be both beautiful and useful.
Question. Why does the man need a pair of sunglasses?
Hey, these sunglasses look good on you.
Yeah, I look like a famous movie star.
You should buy them. They're so cool.
But they're too expensive. I need sunglasses only because I drive to work every day, and the sun shines too brightly on my way. I don't buy them to look cool.
Well, I still think styles matter. Clothes should be both beautiful and useful.
Question. Why does the man need a pair of sunglasses? Five. My name is Julian. I have a brother, Benny. We are identical twins. Our birthdays are both on January 26, 1995. Also, we look almost the same. People often mistake me for Benny, or mistake Benny for me. However, our tastes are very different. I like clothes in bright colors, but Benny likes to wear dark t-shirts. I enjoy having healthy food like salad, but Benny loves fried chicken. Sometimes I want to be more special, but it's still great to have an identical twin like Benny.
Question. What don't we learn from Julian's talk about identical twins?
My name is Julian. I have a brother, Benny. We are identical twins. Our birthdays are both on January 26, 1995. Also, we look almost the same. People often mistake me for Benny, or mistake Benny for me. However, our tastes are very different. I like clothes in bright colors, but Benny likes to wear dark t-shirts. I enjoy having healthy food like salad, but Benny loves fried chicken. Sometimes I want to be more special, but it's still great to have an identical twin like Benny.
Question. What don't we learn from Julian's talk about identical twins? Six.
Why is Lily crying so sadly over there?
Mr. Kidd's dog bit her. You know, the dog's name is Allie.
What? I can't believe it. Allie is a very small dog, and it's friendly. When I'm playing with it, it is always happy and nice.
Still, sometimes it hops on people and bites them when it's not happy.
Well, I didn't know that. I should be more careful when I play with it next time.
Question. What do we know about the dog, Allie?
Why is Lily crying so sadly over there?
Mr. Kidd's dog bit her. You know, the dog's name is Allie.
What? I can't believe it. Allie is a very small dog, and it's friendly. When I'm playing with it, it is always happy and nice.
Still, sometimes it hops on people and bites them when it's not happy.
Well, I didn't know that. I should be more careful when I play with it next time.
Question. What do we know about the dog, Allie? Seven. Stephen, did you or did you not wash your socks today?
I did. Why?
Something smells like dirty socks in our house.
You're probably talking about the smell of my pizza.
Yes! It's from your pizza! Yuck! Is it not fresh already?
No. This is the smell of the blue cheese on my pizza. It's a kind of French cheese. It smells bad, but tastes good. Do you want to have a bite?
No, thanks.
Question. What does blue cheese smell like?
Stephen, did you or did you not wash your socks today?
I did. Why?
Something smells like dirty socks in our house.
You're probably talking about the smell of my pizza.
Yes! It's from your pizza! Yuck! Is it not fresh already?
No. This is the smell of the blue cheese on my pizza. It's a kind of French cheese. It smells bad, but tastes good. Do you want to have a bite?
No, thanks.
Question. What does blue cheese smell like?
Eight.
Look! Dave is running the fastest. He is going to win.
But Jerry is passing him. Jerry is running faster than Dave now.
Oh, no. Dave almost trips over. Now he runs more slowly than everyone.
I feel bad for Dave. He practiced really hard for the race. He must be so sad.
Let's go cheer for Dave at the finish line. He didn't win the race, but he already did his best and finished the race.
Great idea. Let's go tell him we're still proud of him.
Question: What happened to Dave in the race? Look! Dave is running the fastest. He is going to win.
But Jerry is passing him. Jerry is running faster than Dave now.
Oh no! Dave almost trips over. Now he runs more slowly than everyone.
I feel bad for Dave. He practiced really hard for the race. He must be so sad.
Let's go cheer for Dave at the finish line. He didn't win the race, but he already did his best and finished the race.
Great idea. Let's go tell him we're still proud of him.
Question: What happened to Dave in the race?
Nine. Look at this strange sign. There's a chicken standing in a bowl of boiling water above a fire. What does it stand for?
Maybe it's the restaurant sign, and they make delicious chicken soup.
That's terrible. The chicken is so cute. The sign like this doesn't invite me into the restaurant.
Oh, we made a mistake. This isn't the restaurant sign, but a sign for a camping business. So this is chicken soup over a fire at the camp. It means they can help customers cook food for their camping trips.
Question: What does the sign stand for? Look at this strange sign. There's a chicken standing in a bowl of boiling water above a fire. What does it stand for?
Maybe it's the restaurant sign, and they make delicious chicken soup.
That's terrible. The chicken is so cute. The sign like this doesn't invite me into the restaurant.
Oh, we made a mistake. This isn't the restaurant sign, but a sign for a camping business. So this is chicken soup over a fire at the camp. It means they can help customers cook food for their camping trips.
Question: What does the sign stand for? Ten. Today, my teacher asked us to write a report about our dreams in 10 years' time. Some of my classmates want to make more money quickly. Others want to study hard and get a good job. And still others want to be famous and shine brightly. As for me, I want to visit as many countries as I can. I want to take pictures of all the wonderful and special things on my trips. I also want to collect stories from different corners of the world and turn them into a book.
Question: What does the student want to do in 10 years' time?
Today, my teacher asked us to write a report about our dreams in 10 years' time. Some of my classmates want to make more money quickly. Others want to study hard and get a good job. And still others want to be famous and shine brightly. As for me, I want to visit as many countries as I can. I want to take pictures of all the wonderful and special things on my trips. I also want to collect stories from different corners of the world and turn them into a book.
Question: What does the student want to do in 10 years' time?